Goodbye, Obamacare. Hello, better care. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Let me see if I can convince the skeptics to give the Better Care Reconciliation Act, which is the official name of the Senate's new health care bill, a chance. First of all, it's only 142 pages, and the reason for that is it is not a full repeal of Obamacare. It sort of peels off the Obamacare bumper sticker and then spray paints over the dents, the parts of the bill nobody liked. In particular, the individual mandate, which penalized anyone who failed to buy insurance. The bill reduces the penalty to zero, but it keeps the part everybody likes, which is covering pre-existing conditions. So nobody has to buy insurance until they're sick, which will save all those premiums. And let me just say, what took them so long, and why can't we do car insurance that way so I can buy it after I have the accident? I should also mention, however, that there might be a catch, because they also painted over the part that sets certain minimum standards for insurance policies, so I have a feeling that the insurance they sell you on the day you have the heart attack might have a few loopholes, like not covering hearts. But I say we give it a chance. At least try it in the states that voted for it. And as an extra guarantee of coverage, you should download this sound clip on your smartphone. Just hold your phone to the radio, press record. Here we go.
I am going to take care of everybody. I don't care if it costs me votes or not. Everybody's going to be taken care of much better than they're taken care of now.
The uninsured person?
Right.
If the hospital gives you any static, just play that to the receptionist. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.